Walter Whitman Jr. was born on May 31, 1819, in West Hills on Long Island, New York. His parents were Walter and Louisa Van Velser Whitman. He was the second child in the family and was always called Walt. His brother Jesse was 1 year older than him. Six more children followed: Mary, Hannah, George, Andrew, Jeff, and Eddie. The younger children looked up to Walt and considered him the leader of the family. Walt was very close to his mother. He thought she told wonderful stories. The Whitman family had once owned a lot of land on Long Island, but they no longer did by the time Walt was born. His grandparents still had a farm, though. Walt would sometimes ride on his grandfather's cart as they delivered fruit and vegetables to the market. Walt's father was a carpenter. In 1823, he moved the family to the nearby city of Brooklyn, which was growing very quickly. Walt's father hoped to be able to make money by building and selling houses. But Walter Whitman Sr. was not a very good businessman. He lost more money than he made. He struggled to support the family. They moved 7 times in 10 years. But there still were good times. When Walt was 6, the Marquis de Lafayette, the great Revolutionary War hero, marched in a parade in Brooklyn. Lafayette had been born in France, but had come to America as a young man to join the fight for American independence. The Declaration of Independence had been signed less than 50 years earlier, and some of the heroes of the American Revolution were still being honored. As Lafayette paused to greet people on the street, he stopped, picked up Walt, and kissed him. Walt told this story for the rest of his life. New York City, Manhattan, Brooklyn. Today, the term New York City includes 5 boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island. These boroughs each have their own character, but they are all a part of one big city. However, back in Walt Whitman's day, when people said New York City, they meant only Manhattan. Manhattan is an island with the Hudson River to the west and the East River to the east. Brooklyn is across the East River from Manhattan, and when Walt was growing up, it was its own city. It grew so fast during his lifetime that by 1860, it was the 3rd most populated city in the United States. Brooklyn and Manhattan were closely connected, though, with ferries regularly carrying people from one to the other. That is, until 1883, when the Brooklyn Bridge was completed, allowing people to ride or walk across the river. Manhattan had long been America's most populated city. But in the late 19th century, Chicago began to threaten its place at number 1. In order to remain America's biggest city, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, parts of Queens County, and a part of Westchester County, known as the Bronx, joined together to form New York City. The city's population instantly grew to over 3 million, keeping it safely ahead of its Midwestern rival.